Identify innovation constraints. Business leaders often unintentionally hinder innovation by overlooking certain constraints that can hinder successful implementation. While they may focus on obvious constraints like the need for original ideas, they often neglect other significant factors such as cultural norms and societal traditions. There are 6 primary innovation constraints that can impede creativity. However, successful innovations are those that navigate and overcome these challenges effectively. 1. Individual constraints. Understanding creativity is the first step in unlocking your innovative potential. Contrary to popular belief, creativity is not reserved for a select few. It's a mindset that anyone can develop. By adopting specific strategies, you can enhance your creative thinking skills and tap into new ideas and solutions. Perception. Your brain naturally filters information to prevent overload, but this filtering process may cause you to overlook valuable insights. To boost creativity, it's essential to expand your information intake by switching off these filters. Diversify your data sources by exploring new sources of information and seeking input from others. Additionally, challenge your perspective by examining problems from different angles. Experiment with altering your physical environment during meetings or analyzing data using alternative metrics to gain fresh insights. Intellection. When analyzing data, explore multiple perspectives and approaches to define the problem. Generate a wide range of potential solutions without seeking the best idea immediately. Consider all possibilities, even seemingly absurd ones, as they might spark innovative combinations when combined with other concepts. Avoid relying on familiar strategies and seek alternative viewpoints. Tools like the Creative Whack Pack Card Deck can help you explore unconventional problem-solving methods, such as turn it upside down. Expression. Communicating your ideas effectively is essential for their success. Use various communication styles to pitch your idea, catering to different preferences. For instance, if you're more comfortable with verbal communication, consider using visual aids like sketches to convey your message. Variety in communication styles can help you reach a broader audience and increase the chances of your idea being understood and accepted. 2. Group constraints. Groups can hinder creativity based on how they utilize their resources. Emotion. Personal interactions in group settings can lead to anxiety, causing individuals to withhold their ideas due to fear of criticism or conflict. To create a more conducive environment for creativity, establish a sense of psychological safety in meetings. One approach is to allow participants to share ideas anonymously, such as posting them on walls, to encourage open expression without the fear of judgment. Culture. Avoid creating groups that are too similar in composition. While selecting members who share similarities may seem like a way to minimize conflict, it can hinder creativity. Diverse groups bring together a variety of skills, attitudes, perspectives, and methods, which are essential for innovative thinking. Embrace diversity within groups to leverage the benefits of different viewpoints and approaches. Environment. Choose a flexible meeting space with movable furniture and whiteboards. The environment should allow for different setups to facilitate group interaction, which is crucial for effective brainstorming and collaboration. Process. Implement a structured innovation process instead of relying on individual creativity. This formal process should guide each stage of innovation, including defining the problem, brainstorming solutions, refining ideas to overcome obstacles, and finally, implementing the solution. 3. Organizational constraints. Businesses and organizations create a framework for collaboration, aiming for efficiency and predictability. However, these structures, while effective for routine operations, may not encourage innovation effectively. Organizational constraints can manifest in various ways, impacting innovation. Strategy. Ensure that your business strategy does not hinder innovation. Make sure all employees are aware of and understand the organization's strategic plan. Managers should communicate the strategy clearly and trust their employees to contribute ideas that align with the strategy. Sometimes, the strategy itself may become a constraint if it fails to adapt to market changes. For example, Xerox in the 1970s focused on copiers and missed the opportunity to capitalize on the emerging personal computer market. Process. The structures meant to ensure smooth communication within large companies can inadvertently stifle creativity by restricting the flow of ideas. To overcome this, consider loosening the rigid hierarchical system and prioritizing the exchange of information over immediate efficiency. Resources. To promote innovation, prioritize hiring individuals with a creative mindset. Assess whether your conventional recruitment methods are attracting the right talent or if you need to explore unconventional avenues. Encourage experimentation by providing a safe space, such as a test rig or simulator, where innovators can explore ideas without fear of resource wastage. For example, Apple set up an internal replica of an Apple Store for designers to experiment with. Additionally, ensure that innovators have a thorough understanding of your organization's value chain to focus their efforts on areas that add significant value. 4. Industry constraints. The entities within your industry, including competitors, suppliers, and customers, can pose substantial obstacles to innovative ideas. The following are the main industry constraints. Competition. Rivalry can spark innovation, but it can also be a barrier. Competing firms innovate to outdo each other, but too much competition can lower profits. This pushes companies to limit constant innovation. To counteract the price effects of competition, businesses may form partnerships and mergers. Another strategy is improving efficiency, which often prioritizes predictability over new ideas. This focus on efficiency can be risky if a new competitor enters the market. The newcomer, unable to match the established company's efficiency, might find new ways to serve the market that the older firm overlooks. Expand your view of competition beyond just price, efficiency, and performance improvements. Think about new ways to compete. You might create a unique business model, like Dell did by selling custom-built computers instead of keeping a stock of ready-made ones. Supplier. Collaboration with suppliers is crucial for introducing innovative products. However, suppliers often resist change to maintain the status quo. Challenges arise when modifying processes or products if key suppliers are reluctant to change. To mitigate this, avoid outsourcing critical operations and consider bringing the necessary expertise in-house. Labor. Your workforce can present challenges to innovation. For example, innovation may stall if your idea requires specialized skills that are scarce locally. Additionally, be aware of how proposed changes align with union regulations and standards. Market. Evaluate innovations from the perspective of your customers. Ensure that the benefits of the innovation are communicated and aligned with your customer's self-image. Consider if customers are willing to invest the time to learn how to use the product. 5. Societal constraints. Innovations that challenge prevailing societal values, laws, or political norms often struggle to gain traction. While groundbreaking ideas can shift societal values over time, deeply ingrained beliefs pose significant barriers to acceptance. These societal constraints encompass values and identity. The acceptance of a new idea can be hindered if it clashes with society's perception of itself. This is particularly evident when an idea contradicts societal values or moral standards. Sometimes the barriers are less obvious. For example, the Segway personal transporter struggled to gain popularity because people found its rider's appearance amusing. When embarking on a new project, it's important to identify and understand these societal values that could pose challenges. Engaging potential customers in focus groups or beta tests can help gauge their acceptance of the idea. Societal control. Society upholds order through legislation, often posing significant obstacles to innovation. You can advocate for changes in laws and regulations or participate in industry associations to influence the conversation, even without extensive resources. History. Innovators may encounter challenges related to existing infrastructure or technical standards. Leveraging existing infrastructure, such as forming partnerships for electric vehicle charging stations, can help overcome these obstacles. Additionally, considering established standards like the QWERTY keyboard or JPEG format is essential. While imperfect, accommodating current standards is often necessary. However, targeting niche professional markets may offer opportunities to establish new standards. 6. Technological constraints. Beyond human factors, your innovation must also align with the laws of nature and practicality. Evaluate your project against the principles of physics and your capabilities to determine its feasibility. Technological limitations may include physical. If a problem exceeds your technical expertise, consider seeking assistance from experts or engaging your customers for insights. Some organizations create online communities for users to provide feedback or share modifications, which can be invaluable in overcoming technical hurdles. Time. When planning a project, consider the organization's learning curve and the time needed to acquire the knowledge and skills to address emerging problems effectively. Natural environment. Evaluate whether your innovation is suitable for its intended environment. For example, electric cars require access to power sources and must operate without harming the environment. While you can't eliminate environmental constraints, choose an environment where natural conditions and local resources support your work. Balance management and leadership in innovation projects. When spearheading an innovation initiative, you play dual roles as both a manager and a leader. In your managerial capacity, you oversee the project's processes and planning, ensuring adherence to schedules and effectively managing resources and finances. Meanwhile, as a leader, you inspire and motivate your team, maintaining focus on the project's overarching mission and empowering team members to explore creative solutions without being hindered by constraints. Key points. 1. Business leaders often unknowingly hinder innovation by overlooking key constraints. 2. Successful innovations must overcome individual, group, organizational, industry, societal, and technological constraints. 3. Cultivating creativity involves changing habitual thought patterns. 4. Diverse teams bring various perspectives and skills to problem solving. 5. Properly defining or framing a problem is crucial to solving it. 6. Following a formal process, not an ad hoc approach, is essential for teams. 7. Companies should integrate innovation into their strategies, and innovations conflicting with societal values are less likely to succeed.